Revelation chapter 8, the seventh seal. Now remember, the book of life, which is opened at the day of judgment, has got these seven seals on it. And when Jesus comes back, he's going to open those seals, and then the book of life, those who are going to be in the kingdom, will then be revealed. So we now come to the seventh seal. This is finally now towards the very end. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who were standing before God, and they were given seven trumpets. And there was another angel who had a golden burner of incense, and he came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to add to the prayers of God's people and to offer it on the golden incense altar that stands before the throne. The smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints from the hands of the angel who was standing in the presence of God. Then the angel took the incense burner, filled it with the fire from the altar, and threw it onto the earth, and there were earthquakes and thunders and lightnings. So I think what this means is that the actual opening of the seventh seal, the actual time when Jesus comes and the book of life is fully opened and the judgment begins, this depends upon our prayers, because the incense here is like prayer. Now, incense is like powdered perfume that you burn to make a sweet smell. And in the tabernacle, the incense altar was in the holy place, but the smell from it went through the veil into the most holy place. It was only separated, those two places were only separated by a veil, by a curtain. So the smell would have gone through. And the idea was that this shows how, even though the high priest himself could only go once a year into the most holy place, the smell, as it were, of our prayers can go right into heaven itself. And so the words we say in prayer, these are actually right there in heaven itself. So it was in response to these prayers that God does things on earth. So God's very far away in heaven itself, but our prayers can go there and really be heard by him, and it makes a response here on earth. So then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets were being prepared to sound them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood pouring down upon the earth. And a third of the earth, or the land, was burnt up, and a third of the trees and all the green grass. So this is speaking of events that are just when the seventh seal is opened, the book of life, the scroll of life, is about to be opened, and this happens all because people are praying. Now that's why we must pray. That's why the final generation, living just before Jesus comes back, will be characterized by prayerfulness. And I fear that this is why we must go through this great tribulation, this time of suffering, to make us more prayerful to God. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and what appeared to be a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And a third of the sea turned to blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star, burning apparently like a torch, fell from the sky and fell into a third of the rivers and springs of water. The star was called wormwood, or bitterness, and a third part of the water became bitter, and many people died from drinking that water because of its bitterness. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was darkened, and a third of the moon and a third of the stars, so that their light lost a third of its brightness. There was no light during a third of the day and a third of the night. Well, this is all sounding a bit like the crucifixion of Jesus, when there was this unnatural darkness over the earth. And I think what that means is that in the very last days, there is going to be this great tribulation that will make us prayerful. And that great tribulation is going to help us to fellowship the sufferings of Jesus on the cross. Then I looked, and I heard the noise of an eagle flying in the midst of the heavens, saying in a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to those who live on the land when the sound comes from the trumpets that the last three angels have yet to sound. So I've suggested that the earth is in fact the land promised to Abraham, and there are terrible things that are going to come on that area. And yet, the final outworking of all this depends to some degree on how quickly the Jews repent, how quickly we spread the gospel to all the world, how quickly we as the Christian church are spiritually minded and bring forth fruit to God's glory, because that means the harvest has come. It depends how prayerful we are, how repentant we are, how spiritual we are. And when you look at ourselves and state of the churches, you think, well, now we seem a very long way from that. And that is why I fear there must come this brief time of testing so that we actually become ready for the Lord and actually we desire his coming strongly enough for it to happen.